Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm talking with Professor Emeritus Howard Schwaber from UW-Madison. We're talking about the role of objective data analysis, objective data collection, of independent scientific research, both within the government and the government's impact on that same sort of data analysis and scientific research outside of the four walls of government, and how important it is for all of us to have reliable analyses and scientific research, that we actually are in a world where we are talking about facts, where facts and the truth of the matter has objective value, that we want to be talking about the same things. And Professor Schwaber, I often feel, and I think this is reflected in, you know, if you look at social media and beyond, even the way in which politicians talk about different things, that there is one set of information that reaches folks that may be more inclined to support Donald Trump. And there is different information, different facts that is reaching folks that don't support the president. And as a result, you've got two groups of people who simply do not have a common set of shared facts. I would ask you, you know, is there a loss of fidelity to facts and truth on one side or the other that is more prevalent? And I think looking at some of these actions by the Trump administration over the last few days, including the CDC's vaccine advisory panel, who's on it and what they decided, looking at the president's Truth Social post telling Pam Bondi to prosecute his political enemies without any reference to, you know, actual crimes being committed or legitimate investigations, those sorts of things. Fast forwarding to today's shadow docket ruling by the Supreme Court that says a president can basically undo Congress's statutorily enshrined intention to have certain federal agencies be independent and bipartisan and or more or less apolitical. You put all that together, that's being done by the Trump administration. I'm not aware of any Democratic president who's tried at this scale and in this variety of ways to really attack good independent data analysis, good independent scientific research, and the independence of federal agencies.
No, certainly not in the last century. And I would point to two other examples that I think are not necessarily more important, but they're striking. So the research arm of the Department of Justice is called the National Institute for Justice. And they do research reports on crime and law enforcement and all sorts of other stuff. They have a report that they produced just this past year assessing political terrorism in America. And they found, as every study has found, that it is far, far more prevalent on the political right than the political left. Another group who reached that conclusion, the Cato Institute, not a notoriously liberal or progressive group of people, and a few dozen others. This past week, the NIJ's report was removed from its website so that it would not be there to embarrass the narrative that says we're awash in left-wing violence. Now, two things about that. People getting different information has a lot to do with media and what media they listen to and what those media say. And that's a problem. And ever since, in particular, the internet came to be, we've been worried about siloing of information and living in different realities. What we have not seen before that I can think of in this country is an administration making a calculated attempt to cut off sources of data so that there would be no basis for countering their narrative. Trump says things all the time that are simply demonstrably absurd. You know, the crime rate in Washington, D.C. is the highest it's ever been. Preposterous. The economy is growing faster than it has. Absurd. And on and on. I won. How about this one? I won the election by a giant landslide. It is not hard to look up those numbers. Those particular numbers, I don't think you can get rid of. But here's another one that just happened this week. The United States government will no longer produce its annual report on hunger in America. We will not have the collection of data of how many people are hungry, how much of the time, so that we can have a partisan narrative that suits the moment without any fear of contradiction. It really is, I mean, the only analogy I can think of, and we're not quite there yet, but it feels a little bit like it, is the old Soviet Union, right?
When yes.
bourgeois science would be abolished because it was politically incorrect, notably evolution. They really disliked evolution. They thought it was contrary to communist teachings for reasons I'm not fully sure I understand. But so they got rid of it, and they stopped using it in their agronomical policies, and they actually unleashed a famine under the leadership of a guy named Lysenko. This is a well-known story, but the point is, when you divorce yourself from facts and science, and when you turn all empirical questions into political questions, that doesn't mean you escape the empirical consequences. And it's time to start being worried about what those consequences might look like in the near term.
When you divorce yourself from the empirical realities, it does not mean that you avoid the empirical consequences that follow from terrible policy that is divorced from reality. And Professor Schwaber, I love it when minds think alike. On occasion, I talked about the Cato Institute's research about violence and extremism from the right. I talked about the fact that the NIJ's report was pulled last Tuesday, noted by a graduate student at a university in North Carolina who had been tracking this. He's the first one that sent up the warning flags on it, that it had been scrubbed from the government's website, from the DOJ's own webpage. By the way, I have a link to the Wayback Machine Internet archive of that report. We'll put it in the show notes just so everybody can see the actual report for themselves. And I say to everyone out there, Mark from Sussex, who's texting me on the line, and other folks that support the president, if the policies are such winners, if this is so obvious, why delete the data and information? We're going to take some of that sound from last week's CDC vaccine panel meetings as examples of exactly of what Howard and I are talking about and the threat that it poses to your family's health, safety, and welfare. All that coming up next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.